I was asked about the concept of Suffik Brachus Lahakil. So this is a very broad topic, and just to give a few Rashi Prakim, but really not to do any justice to the topic, I just wanted to tackle it from a couple of different angles in this short time. So for starters, the concept of Suffik Brachus Lahakil can take on two formats. There's the opinion that is put forth by the Rambam. The Rambam has, and this is really the standard opinion, I believe, where the Rambam says that that the concept of Suffik Brachus Lahakil is based on the concept of Sveika Dirabanan Lakula, that whenever you have a Suffik on a Din Dirabanan, so you go Lakula. So if you have a Suffik, whether or not to recite a bracha, you would go Lakula and not recite the bracha because we're not going to be mechayev you in the Din Dirabanan. On the flip side of that, obviously, would be if you have a suffix, whether you said Birkas Hamazon or Shulchan Aruch talks about this, and the Mishnah Berurah discusses it in the Halachas of Birkas HaTorah, I believe it's in the Mem Zayin, where they discuss if you have a suffix, whether you said Birkas HaTorah. So you would be, in those two cases, certainly in Birkas Hamazon, if you ate a full meal, Kedei Sviya, and even in Birkas HaTorah, the way we generally assume La Halacha, you would recite those brachos because of Sveika De'oraisa L'chumra. So that would be the standard approach to Suffik Brachos L'Hakil. There is a secondary approach to Suffik Brachos L'Hakil, and that is found in a number of Achronim, and perhaps also is found in the Meiri, and could be you can dray it out of additional Rishonim. There's a comment of the Ri in Maseches Brachos on Daf Yud Beis, and others. But Lamaisa, the basic gist of it is that when it comes, that is all true. Suffik Brachos Lahakil is all true when it comes to, say, a Birkas HaMitzvah. For example, let's say you have a Suffik whether or not you were Yotze the Mitzvah of Dalad Minim. So you would take the Dalad Minim a second time, but you would not recite a Bracha because let's say, for argument's sake, we're talking about on the first day of Sukkot. So you have a Sveika D'Oraisa L'Chumra on the mitzvah, and you have a Sveika D'Rabbanan L'Kula on the bracha. So you would do the mitzvah of lulav without making the bracha. And huadinami, all those types of Birkas HaMitzvah, that's when we would say Suffik Brachos L'Hakil over there. However, when it comes to Birkas HaNenin, you would not say that. Rather, you would say that Birkas HaNenin is a case where it's Asur Lehanos Mina Olam Hazeh below bracha. You're not allowed to be nene from this world without a bracha, and therefore you can't just say, oh, Suffik Brachos Lahakil by Birkas HaNenin. So if you're not sure whether you made a bracha, then you would most likely have to go back and recite a bracha under those circumstances before you are nene from the food. Right? So that's a secondary approach. So where does this whole concept of Suffik Brachos Lahakil come from? So you could argue there's a comment of the Pnei Yeshua where he suggests that, no, Suffik Brachos Lahakil is not being makel in the Din D'Rabbanan, rather it's being machmir on a Suffik Bracha Livatullah. Since one of the Ten Commandments is Osis Hashem Hashem Al Kecha Lashav, now they say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in vain, and according to a minority opinion in the Rishonim, saying Hashem's name in vain in terms of a bracha shein atzricha or bracha levatala would be an isser of losis Hashem Hashem al kech l'shav, which is the pashtus of lashon of the Gemara. Although the majority of Rishonim reject that and they say no, it's only an isser derabbanan because saying Hashem's name in, for no reason whatsoever would be an isser d'oraisa. Saying Hashem's name in the context of a praise, like a bracha, even if that bracha was not mandated for that occasion, is only Nisr Dirabbanan. That's misusing Hashem's name and out of context. You shouldn't have done it, but Lamaisa, at the end of the day, we're not going to say you violated Nisr D'Oraisa. But either way you want to look at it, there is this way of looking at Suffik Brachos Lahakil of being Suffik Bracha Levatala. And that's why we paskin Suffik Brachos Lahakil, not because we simply tell you, since you're dealing with a Suffik Dirabbanan, don't bother doing the mitzvah. That's a secondary approach. It's mentioned by Rabbi Kiva Eger in that on that Tosus I mentioned in Brachos on Daf Yud Beis. It's mentioned throughout the Achronim. Marsha and the Marshal have a discussion in Maseches Psachim about this. So it's out there in the Achronim, but halacha lemaisa, it's not really something that we assume to be the case. Halacha lemaisa, we assume that Suffik Brachos Lahakil even applies to Birkas HaNenin. And if you would have, let's say you're in the middle of eating a food and you're not sure whether you made a bracha, so you would have to you would not have to make a bracha, and you're allowed to continue eating the food. Ah, you'll argue, but that's a situation where you could get yourself out of the suffix. You're allowed to avoid the entire thing. So there's an interesting comment of the Merome Sada, the Netziv, in his commentary on Maseches Brachos on Daf Lamed Hey. There's a strange statement of the Gemara, which is basically that you're not allowed to eat without a bracha, and if you eat without a bracha, it's like being all behektish, right? And then they say, the Gemara says, "My takante, what can you do to fix it? Yelech etzol chacham. You should go to a Talmud chacham. Yelech etzol chacham, my avidle. How's that going to help? Ha'avidle yisur. He already did the yisur, meaning he already ate without a bracha. So Ella Amar Rava, yelech etzol chacham eikara v'ilamdeno brachos kidei shelo yavo l'dei me'ila. So he says that you should go to a Talmud chacham originally, and you should learn hilchos brachos from him. So that's a really weird statement, says the Netziv. Netziv says, what are we learning? What chiddush are we learning from this Gemara? And every halacha you have to learn from a Talmud Chacham, how to properly observe the mitzvah. So why should this be any different? So he has, I'll read you the Lashon Merome Sada here. It says, V'nira de komash malon, it appears that we can learn from here, de lo neima takonasa shelo yochab li bracha. Don't say that the takana is not to eat without a bracha. I mean, yode eich levarech, if you don't know how to make a bracha, You should eat, you may eat, and you're considered like a shogeg. And he goes through, he has more to say over there. Check out that piece on Lamedeyam and Aleph and Brachos. But you see from here that Netziv does not advocate the approach of not eating because you're unsure. Now, how does this translate halacha l'maaseh? So again, if you're in a situation where you have a suffix, did I make a bracha, did I not make a bracha, the halacha would be that you may continue eating. And generally assumed in Shulchan Aruch that you make immunity. What about if you don't know what bracha to make, which is more along the lines of what the Netziv was talking about over there? So there's a statement of the Mechaber, where the Mechaber in Simen, at the very end of Simen Reish Dalid, Mechaber writes in Sif Yud Gimel, Kol davar shu mesupak bevirchaso yivarech shahakol. If you have a suffix, what bracha to make, so then you should recite a shahakol. And the Mishnah Brura says over here, and Sivkat and Samach, the B'di'evid Yotze Shahakol al Kol Dover. So it's B'di'evid, you're Yotze with the Shahakol. B'kan, Kevin Shemesupa K'di'evid Dami. Since you're not sure what bracha to make, it's like a B'di'evid. So he quotes from the Magen Avram, better if you can figure out a better way to pater it. Meaning if you're going to eat a meal anyway. Not if you're going to make a bracha shenet tzricha on something else that you weren't planning on eating bichlal and you don't want it, etc. But if you can figure out a way to potter it and wash and bench and then avoid the subject entirely, that is certainly better. But in the previous Sifkatan, he writes, look in Simen Reish Beis, Mishnah Berurah Divrei Maskil Ve'im. So there he's referring to Simen Reish Beis, which is the two simanim back. And I believe he's commenting on something that the Rama said in Sif Yud Ches, I think. Let's check it out. Sif Yud Ches in the Rama. So there, in the Mechaber, he's talking about what bracha to make on certain Bar Pri Adama things. And then the Rama says, Kol HaPeiros SheYodeya Bohem SheHim Ikar HaPri Mevarech Aleihem Bar Pri Eitz SheEin An Ikar HaPri Bar Pri Adama. So you're not sure whether this item is really the fruit of the tree in which it would be Bar Pri Eitz. Meaning, let's say, I think this would be a good example. I could be mistaken. Let's say hearts of palm. So hearts of palm, I'm assuming, come from a palm tree. But the ikar fruits of a palm tree are dates. So it's a secondary food that comes from a palm tree. So the dates would be Bar Pri Eitz, and the hearts of palm would be Bar Pri Adama. So let's say I don't know what hearts of palm are. I don't know about dates, because palm sounds like palm tree. Dates don't sound like palm tree. So what do I know? It sounds like you wouldn't, maybe you make a Bar Pri Eitz on hearts of palm. I don't know. I'm not sure. So what should you do? Then he says, you should say Bar Pri Adama, says the Rama. You should make Adama. V'meino yodea mahu mevarech shahakol. But if you don't know what it is at all, then you should say shahakol. So there, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Pei Dalet writes, if you're not sure, Hainu Achar Shalomad Ve'ino Yochel Levar. He says, this is not talking about a guy who pasha doesn't know anything, saying that first you tried to learn all the halachos and you couldn't come to a conclusion. and therefore you weren't able to figure it out. Meaning like they talk about granola bars, right? Granola bars is a big discussion in terms of what should be the proper bracha on a granola bar. So if a guy, you can go over to a 5-year-old kid and say, oh, what bracha do you make on a granola bar? I don't know. Or you could go up to a big posek and say, what bracha do you make on a granola bar? I don't know. So that's two different I don't knows. This posek, he knows all the sources. He knows that what all the Rishonim and Achronim would say in such a situation. And he's still not 100% sure that this is the bracha. That's the kind of I don't know, says the Mishnah Berurah, that the Rama is talking about over here. So he says, Acher Shalom, you know, Yochel Avarer. Right. So the way he understands it is, if you have not learned anything, you have no right to eat it and just to recite, not recite a bracha. Okay, this is the Mishnah Berurah's psak. So he wants to say that he wants to limit the words of the Mechaber and the Ramah, who both say, if you don't know what bracha to make on something, you should say a shahakal. He wants to limit it to a case where you're really just not sure what the bracha is, even though you have all the facts, even though you have all the halachos in front of you, you're not sure how to apply them. Okay, obviously there's much, much more to talk about in this area. If anybody has a specific question, please send them my way.